This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters face an important deadline for voting next week. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Voters who want to receive a ballot by mail must be registered to vote with current address information before Monday, October 26th. But anyone who fails to do that can still register and go to an in-person voting site until 7 p.m. on November 3rd, Election Day. State officials are also recommending that anyone planning to mail a ballot do it by the 26th. After that, the safest option is to drop the ballot in a drop box or at a voting center. The state has already received more than 640,000 ballots. That's far outpacing the early 2016 returns, but that could be happening in part because voters received their ballots earlier this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The RTD board will vote tonight on whether to offer free rides on Election Day. Board member Chantel Lewis is behind the proposal.
The folks who are utilizing our services are Black, Brown, Indigenous folks who are dependent on public transportation, and we want to really encourage their participation in voting in our democracy.
Lewis says the free rides could cost RTD around $100,000. RTD is facing a budget shortfall of more than $100 million. Aurora has banned police from conducting no-knock raids. The Denver Post reports it's likely the first city in Colorado to do so. The Aurora City Council voted last night to require officers to identify themselves before entering a property by force. It is 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Denver, and it'll be a smoky day. You're listening to CPR News.